So yesterday we met Paris Hilton. She came in to talk about her music and other things. And I've never seen so many paparazzi outside Radio 1. It was craziness outside here yesterday. I'd also like you to have a look at the gallery on my homepage at Radio 1 Online. There's a picture of me and Laura with Paris. We're just looking kind of normal and smiling, and she's doing the stock Paris Hilton pout. As soon as the flash was about to go off, she just went... That pose that she always does. Now, the interview did not start great at all. Listen to her voice.
Hello, what's up?
You okay?
Yeah.
A little bit tired, maybe?
Just a little bit, just from traveling so much. Jet lag.
Did you go out this weekend?
A little bit, yeah.
Excellent. Now, this is at 1:30 in the afternoon. She arrived in London 3 days ago, and she's got jet lag. And she's been partying just a little bit. But she can't speak. Brilliant. So, not going that well. But things did start to pick up a little bit after that. Now, in the papers, which obviously sometimes is not always true, but they say you were out with James Blunt at the weekend. Is that true?
Yeah.
Did you go clubbing with him?
I actually met him at the Brit Awards, and he was really nice. And then we went to dinner, and then I saw him perform over at O2, and then we went over to Bougie. And yeah, he's a really nice guy. I like him a lot.
I can't imagine clubbing with James Blunt. Is that fun?
He's a really fun guy. He's so nice.
And you're a fan of his work?
Oh, I love him. His album's amazing. I think he's just an incredible songwriter.
What other music do you listen to?
I love Madonna, Coldplay, The Strokes, I don't know, Keane.
Okay.
Yeah.
So some UK stuff in there as
mm-hmm.
well. Imagine that, clubbing with James Blunt. Woohoo! Reach for the lasers. So that would make anyone exhausted. You would end up speaking like that, wouldn't you?
Hello, what's up?
After a night with James Blunt. Thing is, right, I didn't think that I would like her at all because she is a completely pointless celebrity. However, she was actually all right. She was quite nice. And you have to understand that when she grew up, she used to live as like a 6-7-year-old in the flashiest hotel in the whole world. She lives in a completely different zone, in a totally different universe to you and me. It wasn't the Hilton in Watford that she grew up in. Anyway, 2 hours before she got here yesterday, like I said, it was the craziest I've ever seen outside Radio 1. Just people with lenses everywhere, fans outside. So I asked her about that as well. I'm just trying to imagine what your life is like. Do you have, like, photographers everywhere you go?
Basically.
Everywhere?
Mm-hmm.
Even today?
Yeah, they're all outside.
Okay. Because you had some lunch right nearby here, right?
Yes.
Were they even, like, looking through the window then?
Yeah. They've been following me since we woke up this morning.
Is there anywhere you go, anywhere, where you don't have that?
No.
Not even on holiday?
Mm-mm.
Even if you go somewhere really, like, private?
They always find out where I am. It's very strange.
Yeah.
I could be, like, on the beach in the middle of nowhere in Mexico, and, like, all of a sudden, there's a little fishing boat with, like, paparazzi in it.
And it's getting really annoying.
Yeah.
What's the weirdest place you've ever seen a photographer?
When I was in Mexico, yeah, that happened. And we were in the middle of nowhere and no one even knew I came, so that was weird. Surprising.
And do they hide their cameras in, like, crazy ways, or what do they do?
Yeah, they were hiding on a fishing boat.
Right.
So we all thought it was just, like, fishermen.
And then you just saw a big lens.
Yeah.
Right, I've got a few things here that have been written about you. I just want you to tell me if they're true or completely made up or maybe partly true. You'd have to go into detail, okay? You can say made up, true, partly true, all right? You discovered one of your people hadn't packed your pillow for a flight, so refused to board.
That's not true.
No.
I always carry my own pillow.
Do you?
Yes.
You don't have one of those people to do it?
No.
Okay. How many people do you have? I've always wanted to know this.
I don't know. I have a lot of people that work with me because it's a big business.
And what do they all do, if you don't mind me asking?
We just travel around together and...
Okay. But what do they do, apart from travel with you?
Help me with my schedule and get everything organized.
Okay. Reportedly landed your helicopter on a German farm so you could use the restroom.
Not true.
And had your security stop the family from entering their own house so you
no.
could pee in peace.
I read that. That's the dumbest story I've ever read in my life.
It's a great story, though.
It's so stupid.
I kind of wish it was true. What's the most kind of, like, Paris thing you've ever done? Most showbiz thing you've ever done?
Once when I was in Vegas, I bought... a bunch of animals, about like a monkey and a tiger and some ferrets, and I tried to bring them on like a commercial flight back and they wouldn't let me fly with all the animals.
Right. Why was that? They're not allowed to.
It wasn't like a traveling circus.
Okay, fair enough.
So I had to drive all the way home from Vegas in a limo with all these animals.
How many?
like six. I don't know, it was a lot.
Was it just an impulse buy, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. She always carries her own pillow. Well done, Paris. Well done. I had to drive like all the way back with like monkeys and tigers in a limo. Love that. And then we went on to talk about her music. Why did you want to get into music?
This has actually just been a dream of mine ever since I was a little girl, and I've played piano and guitar and violin, and that's just something I always wanted to do.
See, a lot of people wouldn't know that about you, that you've always kind of wanted to do it and that you do play.
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't know a lot about me, and I like surprising people every day.
Are you a little bit worried that sometimes people won't take you seriously as a musician because they don't see you in that way in the first place?
You know, I don't think it's really fair to say that just because of my last name with Hilton. It doesn't mean that I can't be talented or...
But you know what I'm saying, people will say
I understand that, totally, but once they hear the album, I think that they'll see me in a different light.
Mm. Is there anyone that you would absolutely love to work with? If you could choose anybody in the world?
I love Gnarls Barkley. I think they're really talented. I just saw them perform and I was hanging out with them. They're really nice.
Mm.
And... I love Madonna.
So that's an invitation to Madonna if she might be listening. Now, I know that Madonna always listens to this show every single day without fail from 4 o'clock. So that was Paris Hilton telling us yesterday that she wants to make music with you, Mrs. M, if that's all right. See, I knew it would. It's getting a mixed reaction on the text at the moment. Some people think I've gone mad because I think it's quite good. But if you think about all the other people that have made records that she kind of shares the magazines with, like Lindsay Lohan and Hilary Duff. Sorry, Laura, no offence, but it's a lot better than she's ever done. Or the Olsons. And the album is quite surprising. Stars Are Blind, that's Paris Hilton on Radio 1. A lot of people liking Paris's tired voice, so I can play that for you a little bit more later if you want.
Hello.
Now, lots of you were asking if Paris knew about Laura, who works on our show, dressing up as her and trying to impersonate her. We did this ages ago where Laura just put on a blonde wig and had a toy dog in a bag and wore pink and shouted, "That's hot!" in some of London's most exclusive shops to try and convince them that that she was Paris Hilton and try and get loads of free stuff. So we decided to tell her. We weren't quite sure how this was going to go down at all, because if you imagine the scene, there's me here and there's Paris just opposite, and then right behind her, in my eye line, are five people, like judges, judging the interview, all with sunglasses on, all American, and all blatantly not interested. So I didn't think this was going to go down well at all. Now, I need to introduce just Laura here, who works on my show.
Yeah.
Now, Laura's getting quite famous these days in the UK. She's getting a little bit hounded now and again, aren't you?
It's very difficult.
So, I mean, have you got any tips for Laura about how to deal with the press? Because it's something that's quite new to Laura, and she's finding it a bit hard at the moment.
Just don't pay attention. Live your life. Sorry, I'm really hot now.
It's okay. That was her taking her jacket off because she was hot. We had to change the air conditioning about five times. She actually believed that you were becoming famous. Think about it. I mean, you probably think that you and Laura don't look that much alike, do you, really?
She's hot.
Thanks.
Oh my god, you just made her actual life. Now, I'd like you to check this out. Can we bring this up now, please? A while ago, we did an experiment to see if Laura could get away with pretending to be you on the streets of London.
That's
yeah, that's what she said. And we got the photos to prove it, so I'd just like to have a look at the photos now and see what you think of that.
Loves it.
I think we also have a clip. I want you to listen to this, okay? This is Laura on the streets of London being Paris.
Nice.
I think when you listen to it, you'll think the accent maybe needs a bit of work. But just go with it and imagine it in your head, all right?
Okay.
Here we go.
Hiya. Just want to say, you've got a lovely top on.
Oh, thanks.
It's really nice. Where did you get that top?
It's in the States, in Target.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Arizona.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you must recognize who I am, right?
Oh, no.
No?
Are you Paris?
Yeah. You're joking. You really knew that, right?
Well, the dog gave it
the dog. He is Tinkerbell, yeah? You're so sweet. Thanks very much.
Bye. Bye.
You're hot.
She's hot.
She actually believed it was you.
Nice.
Yeah.
You look good with the long blonde hair.
Do you think the voice needs a bit of work though, right?
Yeah.
Now, I have to ask you, Paris, at this point, is Laura slightly scaring you?
No.
Right, because she is slightly obsessed. If you do need to call security at any point in the interview, just do a little cough like that, and I have people standing by right outside. Because she really would kind of... should we play another? Play another one of these? Yeah. Okay.
Hi, pleased to meet you. My name is Paris Hilton.
Hello.
There are loads of things in here that I think are really hot.
Yeah.
And I was wondering whether you might be able to give me some things for free.
Yeah. The thing is not up to us, it's up to the press office. So what you have to do is to ask your PR.
Oh, sorry,
we, oh great, you're going to stores asking for free things.
We tried to get some free stuff, but they weren't having any of it. Now, Laura would quite like to be the new Nicole Richie. Could she be your friend, do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah?
She's hotter than Nicole.
Yeah.
Do you know what? It really, really upsets me about you and Nicole.
Oh.
I used to watch every episode of The Simple Life.
Thank you.
Me too.
I think you're brilliant.
Thank you.
Maybe you two could do another series of it together, maybe.
The UK version.
Yeah. It's gone slightly cringy and Hilary Duff-like again. Oh, I think you're brilliant.
Yes.
She's brilliant. She's better than Hilary.
On a par with Hilary.
Right, so that was us talking to Paris Hilton yesterday. Paris also has another big, big fan, and that is 10-year-old football expert Lloyd. So we put some questions to Paris, asked by him. You can hear that very soon. Hello to all the blokes on the way home at the moment who want to hear Paris's tired voice again. That's not a problem.
Hello, what's up?
Yeah, that cheered you up on the way home, didn't it?
Hello, what's up?
That was I Predict a Riot. Jack Johnson coming next on Radio 1. Look, on the text, loads of people going, oh, it's rubbish. I don't know how long it took Paris to record the vocals for her single or her album. Maybe she has been doctored a bit, but it's just pure pop. And I know you don't want to like it. I don't want to like it, but you just end up liking it. And also, she told us that she's going to be doing a world tour, a music tour next year, which she's getting ready for at the moment. So then she'll kind of have to sing live, I guess. Hello, Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Lizzie.
Is that your real name?
No.
Okay, excellent. What are you saying?
I was saying how much I like the Paris Hilton song, and I shouldn't do because it was awful, and I hate Paris Hilton. I like Nine Inch Nails, and I loved it.
Yeah, you see? It's just the chorus. It's getting into your head already, right?
I can't even tell you my real name because somebody I know might hear me.
Yeah, that's fair enough. It's okay, I can keep you anonymous. It's all right.
Okay, don't tell anybody, will you?
Seriously, I would keep myself anonymous by saying I like it if I could, but I can't.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's even worse when you hear the interview because you just want to hit her with something big and heavy, but it's still really good.
I think she sounds really nice on the interview. She was actually all right.
It's just that voice. No. Make it stop.
Thank you, mystery caller.
Thank you.
I love you.
Love you too.
Right, there was somebody else yesterday that wanted to ask Paris Hilton a few questions, and that was our 10-year-old football expert, Lloyd. Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm thanks, how are you?
Very good. Now, you're having a break from teaching me about football to ask Paris a question, so go for your life.
Do you fancy short ginger people with glasses?
Yeah, they're hot.
Oh my God, he's going to sell his whole school. Okay, anything else, Lloyd?
I like your accent, Lloyd.
Thank you.
He's from Oswestry. You don't know where that is, do you?
Mm-mm.
No. It's on the English-Welsh border, I think. Is that right, Lloyd?
Yep, that's right.
Anything else you want to ask Paris?
Who are you supporting now that the USA are out for the World Cup?
Football.
Oh, England, definitely.
Yes.
Yes.
Is that the right answer, Lloyd?
Yeah. Do you think that Wayne Rooney needs some help up front?
No. I don't know what that means.
No, he's fine. Anything else, Lloyd?
Do you still have your dog?
Yeah, Tinkerbell's in America.
She wasn't allowed to bring it into the UK, Lloyd.
Why not?
Because it's just the law, okay?
Okay.
Alright, anything else?
My school's having its 600th birthday celebration next year. Would you like to come? I'm sure the little sixth formers would love to see you.
Yeah.
The sixth formers would love that, wouldn't they, Lloyd?
Yeah.
Yeah, put Paris down. She says, yeah, just get back to us with the dates, okay?
Okay.
Wicked. Thanks, Lloyd.
Bye, sweetheart.
He's taken the nation by storm. He filled in an application form online, and he is the person that's teaching me about football because I know nothing about it. Even though he's 10, he's teaching me a lot. Yeah, he's cool.
So adorable. Lloyd, you're hot.
And you just said that you'd go to his fate or whatever it is, school.
100th birthday of the school.
600.
A 600th?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Do you fancy short ginger people with glasses?
Yeah, they're hot. Yeah,
can you just imagine, after all the complimentary things that she said about Laura, what Laura's going to be dreaming about tonight? quite like to be the new Nicole Richie. Could she be your friend, do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah?
She's hotter than Nicole. She's hot. Loves it. You look good with the long blonde hair. She's hot.